2015 to order. Bob, can you accept his form, please?
All right. Dave Stewart.
Present.
Rick Caudill.
Here.
Steve Adams.
Here.
Brad Lawrence.
Here.
Doug Fabian.
Here.
Randy Fogle.
Here.
Randy Hayes.
Here.
Howard Kitchen called to let us know. George Kramer.
Here.
We have established a quorum.
Could you explain the meeting's procedures, please?
I'd like to welcome you to the May 16th, 2016 Taney County Planning Commission regular meeting. The Taney County Planning Commission regular meeting is held in order to allow for final approval of each Division 3 permit application presented at the public hearing from the previous week, and also in order to hear new concept requests to be presented at next month's public hearing. This evening, the Planning Commission is scheduled to vote upon four Division 3 permit applications. The Planning Commission will also hear one new concept request, which will be presented during the Monday, June 13th, 2016 public hearing. If you are presenting a concept request at this meeting, your name or the name of your project shall be called. At that time, please come forward and address the Planning Commission. Your proposal will be heard, and additional documentation may be requested for the public hearing next month. No public comment will be heard this evening at this meeting, with the exception of that provided by the applicant or persons with information specifically requested by the Planning Commission. You may leave after your case has been heard. Thank you so much.
Okay, everybody read the April minutes? Anybody want to make any changes? Somebody want to make a motion to accept?
I'll make a motion to accept as written.
Somebody want a second?
Second.
Favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, the April minutes have been approved. First one up is the Mesquite at Table Rock.
Majestic,
I'm sorry.
On that one, I wanted to I wanted to provide you with just a brief update before unfortunately, the county commission's attorney did not have an opportunity to prepare a written legal opinion on this, but I did speak with him, and he was of the opinion that these condo declarations were more of a private matter, that the planning commission really shouldn't consider in making the decision, that if there were concerns on the declaration, that those concerns would have to be civil, basically resolved between the parties civilly. Mr. Ruta did provide us with a copy of his latest declarations. It's my understanding that he's indicating that the new buildings that would potentially be timeshare units, that they would be governed by this separate set of declarations. But again, the county commission's attorneys really advised that we not look at those one way or the other in making a decision on this.
So we need to look at them as if they're a fit and they're okay to match what's there. That's what you're saying.
Yes.
Not really look at the documentation.
Compatibility.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Okay.
The staff recommendations on this one, if the Taney County Planning Commission approves Division 3 Permit 2016-8, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Second, compliance letters from the Western Taney County Fire Protection District, the City of Branson, and the Missouri American Water Company shall be submitted to the Planning Department office, including all other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature. Three, up to 71 future condominium units shall be authorized to be marketed and sold as timeshares. Four, this decision is subject to all existing easements. Five, Division 2 permits shall be required for all applicable structures in the development. Six, prior to the issuance of Division 2 certificates of conformance, The developer shall first present a final inspection from the Western Taney County Fire Protection District to the planning, to the Taney County Planning Department office. And seven, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds office within 120 days, or the approval shall expire.
I am also, who is a, my papers are all messed up. These are the ones I got. Thank you. Hey, we got a representative here. Please come up.
My name is Mark Ruda. I'm with Majestic. Apologize for my appearance. We got done pouring concrete just about a half hour ago, so.
Has anybody got any questions?
On your first declarations you did, even though we're not supposed to look at them, on there it spelled out there wouldn't be any timeshares. Then you revised those to allow timeshares.
So
because the developer was majority, had the majority interest of the property.
Well, it's a little bit confusing. Let me take you through that, because I think there's some misunderstanding there. Okay. And we drafted a little memo. We tried to explain this, and we may not have explained it perfectly. When this project was originally set up, there is a declaration for the POA called Majestic Shores. Okay, that would govern the entire property. Okay, underneath that declaration is the declaration for the Majestic at Table Rock Condominium POA. Okay, so there's two associations on top of each other. Okay, and in the Majestic at Table Rock condominium declaration, we amended those not to have timeshare inside of the existing 89-unit declaration. But the master association still specifically allows that. So I guess our comment would be, I understand, you know, not putting it into the same association, but they're, you know,
yeah, I understand that. I understand what got that way. But then these people that bought their unit, you know, they were given this one set of declarations, and they believed, so you're saying the 89 units will not have the declarations will not be timeshares, but any future.
Well, what we're saying, when even before the 89 unit condo declarations were filed, the other declarations were filed. So imagine this like Branson Landing as an example, okay? Because there's a place where a structure like this exists that is used, okay? And that is, there's a POA that everything that's down there is a member of, okay? Then there is a condo association. The condo association is a member of the POA, but they are not the exclusive member of the POA. So just because the condo at Branson Landing says you can't, whatever, have dogs, that doesn't mean that a retailer can't have dogs if the master association would still allow it.
Yeah, I understand all that. It's just a little confusing whenever you're buying a property and they're given a declaration, and then all these others are amended to it later on, then they're not given those.
Well, but
in the original.
The master would have had both, okay. I guess is where I'm going with okay. There. So
we never got the master.
It's just very confusing.
I understand.
Anybody else?
If you do this construction, is it your intention to attach these timeshares to the other building?
Potentially. I mean, we've not made that determination, but we wouldn't want to rule that out.
Would an existing portion of the existing building be a part of a unit in a timeshare?
Any part of an existing, well, I can't answer that. Potentially, yes.
Wouldn't that conflict with your declaration?
Well, not if that portion is not already in the condominium.
So the existing would not.
The existing platted units would not.
Yeah. The present building that's there now is all in the is all platted, right?
Part of the question, and I think I understand where you're going, is there is some bedrooms that are framed in that conceptually would be into the next building that I don't know that answer. That is not part of a platted unit, but is existing today. I can kind of show you on that map, but the reason that it worked that way.
So, I mean, this isn't the perfect picture, but these are all two-bedroom units. So this is a two-bedroom width on here. This is a two-bedroom condo. These four of them stack up. It's on this plat. This is the footprint of a four-bedroom condo, but not all of them all the way up or four are sold as four bedrooms. So there's a couple of bedrooms in here that are nested that are what the master plan was to attach them, a three-bedroom here and then a three-bedroom here. So those rooms are framed in under roof today.
And I
that you still own?
That we still own, yes. And I don't, you know, I don't know the answer to that. We haven't explored it that far.
Okay, anybody else got any questions?
Well, what are the plans to achieve separation from whole ownership to nightly rental?
Separation of?
Well, just in the area you use. I mean, if I lived in one of those whole ownership units,
mm-hmm.
and you go down a certain hallway to get to that or something like that, are you going to draw a line in the hall and say, if you're a nightly rental, you can't go any farther than this line? I just don't understand how you're going to achieve separation for two different operations in the same buildings.
Well, I don't know. We've not explored all those details yet, but I guess our opinion would be that I don't know that it needs to have complete separation. I mean,
whatever unit that would be attached to would be part of the timeshare, even though it's in the existing building there now. That would separate it. One would be a timeshare, and one would be.
Are you asking about like a firewall or a walkway or? I mean, I don't know exactly
where. I don't know. These people have bought these in their whole ownership.
Right.
And it would be like owning a couple of rooms in a motel. Seems to me like I don't know. I just don't see the separation to where you could have your privacy and where you could have your area that you have paid considerable amount of money for.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody kicks a hole in that column of the wall, is that guy going to have to call 52 people? Or you sell them every 2 weeks?
Well, we have.
He won't know who his neighbor is.
Right. Right.
What is the percentage of nightly rental in the existing building now?
Approximately 30%, about a third.
And the rest are home ownership?
I mean, they're all allowable for nightly rental.
Right.
Approximately a third of the people rent them nightly. Probably, I don't know, maybe 10% of people live there full-time or close to, you know, substantial amount. Maybe a third use them as an exclusive vacation home, maybe let their family use it, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And a few people rent them long-term or, you know, a little of this and a little of that. But that's
big picture.
Well, they can
lease them long-term. They have that right monthly or yearly or whatever.
Sure.
But they're supposed to come before this body or somebody is supposed to know. There's probably sounds like a lot of illegal renting going on out there, which we know there is a tremendous renting going on out there by individuals that haven't been through to seek approval.
Well, that's in the existing zoning. I'm all but sure.
On nightly?
Mm-hmm. This project, I believe, I'm 99% sure, is already approved for nightly rental.
Yeah, I was thinking it was.
The original decision just spoke to not allowing timeshare without a new Division 3 permit for timeshare.
It's approved for nightly rentals already.
Yeah.
That's why I really can't see a really a big difference between nightly rental and timeshare. You're never going to know